sir. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Texas. It's a, yeah. It's a good old Wednesday with W.
Good morning, Doug.
What time is it? Am I calling at the right time?
Yes, you're good.
Yeah, 8:15.
All right. We haven't done the time change thing yet, have we?
No, I think that's a few weeks away.
Yeah, coming up.
Sorry, when you live a retired life of luxury and legacy, you tend to forget what the heck
it's
you
feel.
It's
easy to get confused.
Yeah. What month it is. I spent all of April this year in a onesie in my jammies.
Well done.
It's a good look.
Well done.
I got a good. Hey, I suppose do we have a wedding date yet? Okay. Or speaking of time.
Yeah, do we have a wedding date?
No, there's no wedding date yet.
Look, son, you took nearly 3 years to ask the question, and then finally once that popped, is it going to take another three?
No.
To say three letters, two words? Come on there, Slappy.
Let's go, Slappy.
Hey, we will.
Are you holding off for an audition for the Golden Bachelor? How long are you going to draw this out?
Certainly not into those years, no.
Anyway, like I said, I have no concept of time, so just let me know.
And, okay, I'll let you know.
And then I'll switch from my jammies to my big boy pants.
Nice.
Anyway, how are we doing this morning? I heard congratulations are in order. Fort Worth Magazine's number one radio show.
Yes.
Oh.
Not y'all.
Not us. No.
It was not even us. But wait a minute. It was a podcast.
Yeah, right. Not even a radio show.
Podcast got deemed best radio show.
That's what it was.
She's a chef and a fitness fanatic.
Oh.
I see you've done research.
I have. I mean, what does Amy have that we don't have?
Stalking.
She's taking this a little more personal than marriage.
Maybe.
It's not like it's a competition.
I'm taking it personal that a podcast and a radio show are not the same thing.
No, they're not.
Well, congratulations to them.
Okay.
And congratulations to Fort Worth Magazine. Still being a magazine that exists in the year of 2025, so
cutting edge.
Maybe paper cut, but a cutting edge nonetheless.
Yeah, that's quite the achievement. Congratulations to them.
Maybe they'll launch a newspaper. I hear those are all the rage.
Oh yeah.
Well, anyway, I don't know if she was included. I would have voted for that cowgirl stuck in the closet up there.
She needs some help.
Yeah. Think anybody gets those jokes when we make them? Or
I'm not sure. Whatever. I think management does.
I don't care. I have no concept of time. Or when it comes to fashion, I wear jammies most of the time.
there you go,
cowgirl.
Yeah.
What else we got going on?
What else?
Let's see here. Looks like Dolly's okay.
Right.
Yes.
Diddy. Going away.
Yes, Diddy's
gone. Diddy.
Yeah, 4 years.
Okay. And let's see. Nobody likes the new Taylor Swift album.
It's getting rougher years.
Well, here's the problem. She's too happy.
Happy.
For us to fully experience the full force of Tay-Tay. I mean, there's got to be a breakup. It's the natural order of things,
breakup, then
album.
Right.
It's like on your favorite TV show, not podcast, TV show.
Hey.
Like when Ross and Rachel got together.
Mm-hmm.
When Jim and Pam finally hooked up, magic is gone.
That's it, right? There's nothing left.
Okay, well, now, Slappy, maybe I understand why you're holding up on the whole wedding thing.
You don't want to ruin the show.
See?
You jumped the shark. Ball and chain. That's it. Don't let it affect the show. Right?
Exactly.
I mean, right.
Just in case.
You get married.
Yeah.
And then it could fall off.
Well, I hope not.
You got to keep this.
Yeah.
Keep the standards up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How else are you going to win Fort Worth Magazine's Podcaster of the Year?
Exactly.
There we go.
Yeah.
I think we've jumped the shark. That's all right.
Yeah.
At least we ain't changing our logo.
Hey.
That's a Wednesday with W. God bless, Texas.
In the middle of another Cat Miss Morning, KB and Heather Lee.